Chapter 6. Hand to Hand. Jack and Annie climbed onto the rock ledge and stepped into the cave. The air inside was cleaner and cooler than the air outside. "I can't see anything," said Jack. He patted the head of the baby kangaroo.
"Me neither," said Annie.
"Arf, arf."
"I guess we'll have to follow Teddy's bark," said Annie.
"Let's hold hands."
She held out her free hand to Jack. Jack took it, then he put his other hand out and touched the wall. The joey moved in his pack. Jack and Annie walked into the darkness.
"Arf!"
Teddy kept barking, leading them on.
"Arf! Arf! Arf! Arf!"
Suddenly Jack felt something thump against his leg. He stopped and gasped.
"What is it?" said Annie.
"Arf!"
It was Teddy. His tail was wagging and hitting Jack's leg.
"What is it, boy?"
Jack asked him. Teddy let out a howl. As he howled, an amazing thing happened. A white line began to glow in the air. The glowing line grew until it looked like a giant snake. Then glowing handprints appeared below the snake. Jack felt Annie squeeze his hand.
"I think it's painted on the wall," she said.
"But what is it?" whispered Jack.
"I don't know," said Annie.
She let go of Jack and put her hand inside one of the painted handprints. Jack did the same. Despite the glowing painting, the rock felt smooth and cool. It almost seemed to breathe. A ghost-like whistling sound came through the darkness, then a loud boom.
"What's that?"
Jack quickly took his hand off the wall. The boom came again.
"It sounded like thunder," said Annie.
"Arf, arf!"
"Teddy's leaving," said Annie.
She grabbed Jack's hand. They turned back the way they had come and followed Teddy's barking again.
"Arf!"
They followed the little dog until they saw a flash of light.
"Lightning," said Annie.
"Lightning and thunder! We're at the front of the cave! Yay!"
Annie pulled Jack toward the mouth of the cave and out into a pouring rain.